There's a passage here where the Lord Jesus healed a leper. Did you notice it when it was read tonight? It's Mark chapter 1, verse 40. And I'll just read three verses, and then we'll take just a few minutes to take a look at what these verses have to say. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now the text, of course, goes on. Mark, in this book, is always, it's so often he uses the word straightway or immediately, boom, boom, boom. It's this, you know, the portrait of the servant, and it's all action, action, action. But what I'd like to do is to spend a few minutes looking at these words about how Jesus interacted with this person. You know, leprosy is a disease that doesn't just make you dead. It tortures you slowly. It's ugly. It's painful. It's contagious. It's deadly. And this very brief encounter with Jesus, and this man was never the same. Now, I believe that is a picture that in some measure, as the ambassadors of Christ, we have the opportunity, the potential, to give the gospel to people and they meet Jesus Christ. That's what happened here. There are lessons that we can learn here about influencing people. Because Jesus never would have had to do what he did. He could have just healed him. In fact, Jesus could heal everybody right now of COVID. Wouldn't that be awesome? Why doesn't he? It's because he is receiving glory and demonstrating who he is and trying to bring people to humility to acknowledge who indeed he is. Three ingredients that I notice here in serving compassion or in serving others. The first has to do with compassion. What do you make of verse 41? The rest of the time will just be in verse 41. What do you make of the verse that says that Jesus was moved with compassion? There's an experience here that moved him. There was some pressure on him because of this compassion. Fascinating to think about that. Put it like this. Omniscience. He knew everything. But omniscience was impacted by experience. He knew the man was leprous. He knew that. But he experienced this leprosy, Jesus did. He experienced the desperation, the words, the faith of this leper who said, If you will, you can make me clean. You can change me. Omniscience was impacted by experience. Jesus knew all the facts. But this is not about learning facts. This is about being moved with compassion. Not with knowledge, but with compassion. With feeling, with passion, with emotion. It has often been said, people do not care what we know until they know that we care. That's this. Amazing. Jesus cared. Isn't it true? Our brother just talked about the ubiquitous nature of news, that it's everywhere. It's constantly pressing in on us. And when reporters and journalists speak or write, we understand at least to a measure that the goal is not to be accurate. I don't believe the goal is to be inaccurate either. Sorry, I don't drink that Kool-Aid. That's not my perspective. I do believe that they tell what they think. I think their thinking is messed up. Some are liars, no doubt. But ultimately, a reporter's goal is to sell newspapers, right? It's to gain readers. It's to get a hearing, ultimately. Because of that, it's very possible that we can hear about things like lepers and not be moved with compassion because it's everywhere. We drive by cemeteries and don't even notice that. No criticism. It's just reality. We don't even give it a thought until it is our loved one's funeral. And then we feel it. Then we feel it deeply. We visit a hospital, not even moved. But when we leave our own child in that hospital, or we leave our spouse in that hospital, or someone that we really love is suffering, boy, we feel it so deeply. And Jesus, in this passage, did not merely react to another human problem. He felt the man's pain. Do we feel the burdens of others? If all we get out of the exchange is facts or data or literature or a really sharp-looking, impressive app, if all we get is some good illustrations and questions, and if all we get is some helpful answers to questions and questions that probe, if that's all we get, then we miss it. What we need, what we must have, is to be moved with compassion. Because we're not talking about leprosy. We're talking about people going to hell. But Jesus was not content with compassion. He took it to another level. And we can too. The goal is not merely to have compassion. The goal is to have compassion that moves us. And it moved him. Look at the second thing. Not only he was moved with compassion, but the scripture says he put forth his hand and he touched him. He put forth his hand. He engaged with this guy. In other words, it's one thing to feel a burden. It's another thing to do something. We can't always do something. We may not always be able to do something for someone or something for everyone. We can drive down the road and see people on the side of the road. We can see all kinds of needs. We can't always do something. We cannot always do everything perhaps that we would like to do. But it's one thing to feel a burden. It's one thing to have passion. It is quite another thing to do something. Ask this question: what would you and I think of Jesus if he had ignored this man? He didn't. He put forth his hand. One day Jesus told a story we all know so well about a man who was robbed and beaten and left for dead. And twice men saw that man and did not get involved, but one man stopped and made a difference. Do you think the other two were burdened? They were not ignorant, they were aware, but they didn't do anything. Perhaps they had a burden in some way. Perhaps they went and prayed. Perhaps they told someone. I understand it's just a story. But the point of the story is not to criticize the two that did nothing. The point of the story is to help us to be like the Good Samaritan. No, to be like Jesus, who told the story of the Good Samaritan. Compassion in our hearts leads to either consent to this powerful involvement, or it can lead to hardness. We can ask ourselves, do we make a difference? Do we reach out? Because Jesus put forth his hand. We went over again this morning in the exchange, the idea of God is holy and just and loving and gracious. And we established that because God is holy, he cannot tolerate sin. No, he's holy and he what is it? Help me. God is holy. He cannot, it wasn't tolerate sin, right? Yes, it was tolerate sin. God is holy, he cannot tolerate sin. God is just, he cannot overlook sin. Right, I thought I forgot that one. But then the third point is God is love. He reaches out to us. That's this. He was moved with compassion and he put forth his hand. He reached out. We can ask the question, do we make a difference? Do we reach out to people? Or are we so busy and so frustrated and so irritated with the strange darkness around us that we just want to run into our safe harbors so that we don't get infected by their rotten attitudes? And Jesus was not here worried about getting infected with leprosy. He was worried, if you want to use that word, with being compassionate on a man that needed help. We must reach before we can touch. And then the last point is this. He was moved with compassion. He put forth his hand. And he touched him. Now, I don't know about you, but somehow God just uses that in my life. I'm so glad the Bible says that he touched him. He actually touched him. Human touch. It's amazing what an impact it can make on us when we're really burdened and people are just there. They don't have to bring money. They don't have to bring food. They don't have to do help. They don't have to really do anything. Sometimes we get lathered up with, well, I don't know what to do or I don't know what to say. But when you're really in need, just somebody just there or even just giving a hug can make an impact. We understand that Jesus did not have to touch him to heal him. The worlds were made with a word, speaking. And Jesus did heal people without touching them. For crying out loud, he spoke and Lazarus came out of death. But Jesus touched this man. Why? Because Jesus knew this man needed Jesus' touch more than he needed healing. He needed Jesus more than he needed to get rid of leprosy. There are broken hearts everywhere around us that need to be touched with a hand of acceptance. Rather than, why do you dress like that? Why do you talk like that? Why do you hurt people like that? Why do you, whatever we can say, that is a horrible lifestyle and even a violation of Scripture and even sinful and abusive and wicked. Hate the sin, but love God helping us. Love the sinner so much that we even would touch them with our lives. Today and even this week, you and I, or I will say you at this point, in the next week, you may meet someone who recently buried a loved one. You may meet someone who just learned that they had cancer or lost their job or is afraid they're going to lose their home or had their car repossessed or whose spouse just left them, their marriage is falling apart, or their kids abandoned them and are breaking their heart. Or their marriage is on the rocks, or here's one. We may meet someone who just had an abortion. Or maybe they had one 50 years ago and it still beats the daylights out of their heart. And we could come alongside them and hug them and help them. Will you touch them? Romans chapter 10 and verse 21 talks of our God, the one about whom we read tonight. And the scripture declares of God, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Our exchange concepts say that God is love. He reached out to us. Let's try to reach out to people. Whoever you come in contact with, let's try to reach out to people. Let's ask God to open doors for us. Let's not focus on, okay, I got to say the right words. I don't care about the right words. Just tell them about Jesus if you can. Let's not worry about memorizing that. Worry, memorize it, great. But in the end, in the final analysis, let's reach out to people. That would be my burden. God wants to save and heals people's lives. And you know what? You want others to come to Christ. Surely you want others to come to Christ. So let's reach out and touch others, and let's seek to give the gospel to them.